Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You've heard the phrase, two peas in a pod? Well, here they are. Pekahiah and Pekah, the next two kings of Israel. You can see that the second name is the root of the first. The only difference is the addition of the suffix ayah, a form of Jah, the shorter version of Jehovah. But what does Pekah mean? If you think peak, you wouldn't be far wrong. Here is the definition, quote, a primitive root to open, particularly the senses, especially the eyes, figuratively to be observant. The short biographies of these two men are also similar. Concerning Pekahiah, we read, quote, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. 2 Kings 15, verse 24. And Pekah, quote, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Verse 28. My version of an old song goes, second stanza, same as the first, a little bit longer, a little bit worse. Longer? Yes, Pekahiah reigned 2 years, verse 23, and Pekah reigned 20 years, verse 27. And worse? Yes, Pekahiah was the son of an assassin. Pekah was an assassin himself, who, quote, conspired against Pekahiah and killed him in Samaria in the citadel of the king's house, along with Argob and Aria, and with him were 50 men of Gilead, verse 25. Then, to complete the circle, Hoshea, the son of Elah, led a conspiracy against Pekah and struck and killed him, verse 30. But back to their names for a moment. Jehovah is observant. He always keeps his eyes open. Quote, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. But we shouldn't neglect to, quote, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion. 1 Peter 5:8. Watch out, Christian. There's danger afoot.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.